You know how to motivate people. You turned out quite a crowd, my friend.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, wasn't it? It was a resounding success. There's no doubt about it. I can't take all the credit, of course. There was quite a few people that helped out, especially Chase Iron Eyes with the Last Real Indians. They really turned out quite a group from Standing Rock, too.
I was really impressed with how many Native Americans were there. And you know, if anyone knows about some of these issues, they certainly do. What it's like to be ostracized and, you know, singled out and discriminated against. And it was so good to see the Native Americans there protesting.
It sure was. It sure was. And moving forward, we're going to be working closely with the groups from Standing Rock, especially being they're right there. They're only 30 miles away from Leith. And so they feel quite a kindred spirit with the people of Leith and the people of that area.
So give me numbers. Tell me how many people you think you had there to protest the rally that the neo-Nazis had.
I'd say we easily had between 350 and 400. I've heard the police putting the number between 300 and 400. I'd put it closer to 400. Talking to the representatives from Standing Rock, they said they had at least 150 people from Standing Rock come up. So I'm sure we had close to 400 people. I mean, it's been great. We have over 3,000 likes on our Facebook page, on our Unity ND Facebook page. We have a new web page up at unityND.com. We've been getting just, you know, tons of donations from all across the country, from all around the world. We've been getting words of support from Australia, from Europe, it's just been crazy. It's just been great.
You put that much emotion in one place at one time, things are going to happen. You know that, and I know that. I know that a Nazi flag that wasn't the possession of the people who took it was taken and burned. True or not?
All I know is what I've seen on the Facebook posts, and that's as far as I know about that.
Okay.
That's all I've heard. Yep.
But that wasn't encouraged by the Unity ND folks.
No, definitely not. No, our you know, and I think I shared this last week with you, Joel, was our message was one of peace and confronting the racism and the hatred head on, but peacefully. And that's, I think, we carried out our mission with resounding success, and I've even gotten a thank you from Sheriff Steve Bay down there in Grant County. He said thanks to our organization for keeping it peaceful, and I thank the police department down there and all the law enforcement authorities for working with us throughout this whole process to keep it peaceful.
Scott, is this a one and done?
No, definitely not. Unity ND is moving forward. Anybody who wants information on that can take a look at our website. But we are going to be moving forward as a nonprofit. We're filing for that paperwork over the weekend. We are going to be, basically our mission statement is to, you know, to wherever in North Dakota there is injustice, hatred, or divisiveness, that we are not only there to bear witness, but to actively confront and hopefully help people that are facing those issues and to use all the resources that are available to us to do so. So, nope, we're not done. We're definitely moving forward with this. Our first mission, of course, is to continue standing with the people of Leith and helping them out.
What response did you get from the people that you went there to protest against? Did you hear from Mr. Cobb? Did you hear from Mr. Scoop? I mean, response did you get?
Some of the racist skinheads that were there, and I do want to stress the fact that real skinheads are anti-racist. That whole movement that started was anti-racism, but the Nazi skinheads that were there, they threw some expletives at us, and you know, they did their Sieg Heil thing, and Cobb tried to say a few things, but he was pretty much drowned out by the crowd singing the national anthem, and also we noticed one thing was, you know, they had no American flags on their property. All the flags that they represented or that they had represented on Cobb's properties throughout Leith were flags of foreign countries and foreign political movements, and so we called him out on that. And but basically, no, there was not a lot of response from them except for, you know, the swear words and the Sieg Heiling and stuff.
Okay, I saw in the photos on the website, you know, I saw that there were a lot of flags that they felt represented their views, which left me kind of shaking my head, which is, you know, I would really have a hard time living next to it. And there's people, Scott, who are mad at you and I for discussing this, making sure people know it, because all they think we're doing is giving the Cobbs more attention when what we should be doing is ignoring them. Are they right?
No, they're not. Cobbs stated mission, and we've been, you know, as an organization, we monitor all the white supremacist websites on a regular basis. We've got a whole team of people doing that. And their stated plan is to, you know, they were hoping for this not to be noticed. If you go back weeks and weeks and months ago, their whole plan was to keep this kind of under the radar, fly under the radar, get enough people there to take over the city of Leith government, and then move on to taking over the county government. But, you know, we threw a huge wrench in their plans by recognizing what was going on there and the people of Leith contacting us and letting us know what was going on and standing up for this. But this is the only way to make sure it does stop and doesn't go any further is to confront it head on. Otherwise, we're going to see this happening all across North Dakota and other states, especially in rural areas where they have the opportunity to take over government with small numbers. And that's their stated plan. That's what they want to do. So if we don't stand up to them, that's what's going to happen.
Scott, did you have the opportunity? Scott Garmon is our guest. He's with Unity ND. And Scott, give him your website quick so if they want to pull that up.
UnityND.com.
It's that easy. Scott,
yep.
Did you speak to the mayor of Leith and the residents of Leith and get a chance or a sense of what those poor folks are going through?
Yeah, we Bobby Harper was there. He's the African-American resident of Leith, and he came out and he used our megaphone and spoke to the crowd and got some support drummed up and got the crowd really going. And he and his wife there were both very thankful to us. We did talk to other residents of Leith and who wished to remain anonymous but were very supportive of us, who came out and shook hands with the crowd and with the leaders of the groups that were there and with the people that showed up. And one thing that really struck me was what the mayor was saying about his children, you know, having to, you know, they have to wake up and see these flags in the morning. They have to deal with, you know, with all this hate in their town. And it's something that kids just shouldn't have to, you know, to deal with this, and you don't really expect that, especially in rural North Dakota. I know growing up, that's something that I didn't expect to see when I was growing up. And if I was a child, I mean, I can't even imagine what kind of difficulties that, you know, that now the teachers and the schools must, you know, talk to the kids about this, the parents, the relatives. It's just an all-around tough situation. Well, and I think people of Leith, you know, want some support, and hopefully we're giving it to them.
I had a chance the other day. Somebody called in. I'm sorry about not remembering the names, but they knew the mayor. They knew the town. They had grown up in the town, and they still went home to the town to hunt and to visit their friends. And he was a classmate of the mayor's, and he said, you don't realize what these guys are going through. I mean, all they want to do is do the best they can for the town and the people that they call neighbors and are friend good to be neighbors with. And then you get stuck in the middle of this. And I will tell you this, you know, if that house doesn't have running water, running sewer, he doesn't want to fix it, then he doesn't want to live in town, then condemn it. And he wouldn't want me to be the judge. He wouldn't want me to be the guy wearing the black robe if he came in front of me and said, boy, they're just picking on me because I'm living in a house. No, you got to have water and sewer, and you ain't going to be out back, you know, doing the squat. I mean, I'm sorry. You're done, bud.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly. Scott, hats off to you and your group.
Well, thank you very much.
Was there any time that you were ever afraid?
You know, I guess you're always a little bit afraid when you first walk up there because you don't know what to expect. And I guess there's been a lot of chatter on the white supremacist websites about striking back at, you know, some of us trying to match our names up with our faces on Facebook. They've been talking about that. And so I actually, you know, I wasn't really too afraid that day, but, you know, I'm making sure now I'm watching my house and, you know, I'm watching things a little bit closer now that things are, you know, calmed down a little bit more and if they could catch me alone. So I think we're all trying to take a little bit more care in our own safety right now.
Will that discourage more people from joining you in the future when you do this, you think?
No, I don't think so. I think the people that that are standing up right now are people who I, you know, from all races, classes, it's just been amazing. I think the people of North Dakota have been awoken, and they are a brave group of people, and they're not afraid to stand up for what they believe in.
I'd ask you if you're starting to carry a gun, but it's nobody's business. And Scott, do what you have to protect yourself, bud. What you did was good for all of us. Thank you.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for your support. We sure appreciate you and everybody out there more than you know.
You bet. Scott Garmon, ladies and gentlemen, from UnityND.com.